I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto. And this is Cinema Classics.
And we are at the Gateway Film Center.
Here's our puppet show marquee.
And when Check he puts it out. Back, it'll be all askew.
You can see. For those of you on the radio, John makes this board for the video component of the show. And then he scans something on a Xerox and cuts it out by hand and then pushpins it here. Two different color pushpins, by the way. This is a ramshackle operation. Chris Hamill, our guest, president programmer of the Gateway Film Center. I apologize for this. I don't know even what to call it. It's like our gang. It's like a Little Rascals putting on a show.
But it is appropriate for Wes Anderson, whose film, The Grand Budapest Hotel. Why, Chris, at this time of year?
Well, I think in the past, this film would be an Oscar contender. Oscars have changed a lot in the last few years. I would say about 2010, the studios got very invested in winning Oscars, making sure their films were among the nominees. And so what you started to see is the studios like Sony, for example, with American Hustle, or 20th Century Fox with 12 Years a Slave, Warner Brothers with Gravity, Disney with Saving Mr. Banks, they've started to dominate the Oscar nominations in a way they hadn't in previous years. An unintentional result of that is films such as Grand Budapest Hotel or Bad Words, which are being distributed by Fox Searchlight and Focus. They're getting pushed into different release schedules. And so I think that's now that you were in this post-Oscar era for 2014, you see some of these better films being released.
I think that Wes Anderson also is not somebody who is going to be thrown into the whole melee in the fall anyway. I don't think the Academy is in love with Wes Anderson the way I am. No matter when he comes out, we're all going to go see it.
Yeah, I think they look at it as some kind of like precious little ornament. It's, you know.
Good one.
But you hit upon something I want to ask Chris. You love these pictures. I love these movies. Right. Why do we get excited about Wes Anderson?
Well, I don't think it's any different than other great directors that are working now. A lot of these directors have their own style, but the stories themselves are very unique. The characters in those stories are, in Wes Anderson's case, incredibly unique. You really have no idea what's coming as you walk into the movie theater and the lights go down. You have no idea what Wes Anderson's going to show you. But you do know one thing for certain, and that is he is able to assemble incredible casts. And if there is no greater testimony to how good a filmmaker he is, it's that he's able to put together these really unbelievable casts.
And you know what's interesting about the Hotel Budapest? Bill Murray, Owen Wilson, some of his same actors are there, but they're only cameos.
Yep.
And now he's got Ralph Fiennes.
I was so excited to see Ralph Fiennes when I saw the trailer for this film and saw that Ralph Fiennes was cast as the lead and in a comedic role. He just seems perfect for him.
He's very quirky, uptight, militaristic about the way he runs this hotel, but he's a libertine. He sleeps with the dowagers who stay there. He's bisexual. And now remember, this is the early 30s.
Yeah.
This is in a mythical country somewhere in the East. One of the reasons I love Wes Anderson is his memory is the same as mine. It's imprecise. It's romantic. I remember the 50s.
Yeah.
Couldn't possibly be as good as I remember it.
And he beds dowagers.
I mean, right. Yeah,
this could be autobiographical.
I don't know. This is a story of intrigue. Bad boys like Willem Dafoe.
Played the rat in Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Yes, right. So they have all these characters coming in and out, and they even have sets that are like dioramas. You look at them, and you know it's like the hotel. It looks like a big cake. You know, it isn't real. And you have a little funicular going up. It's funny as hell. It's like you're sitting at this little show at the museum.
Why I think he deserves more respect than he gets is how he can invest some of these movies with a surprisingly emotional weight.
He constantly brings back these relationships that feel like families. And sometimes they are family, in the case of Tenenbaums. Sometimes they're not. The friendship and the highs and lows of it that evolved between Bill Murray and Jason Schwartzman in Rushmore also ends up feeling very much like a father-son relationship. I think he's really a great filmmaker, and I don't think he has a lot of contemporaries who are making the kind of interesting and sentimental films he's making.
And one of the characters talks about the Ralph Fiennes character. This is also Wes Anderson. He says, he certainly sustained the illusion with a marvelous grace.
Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org.